From time to time, museums will be challenged by what to do with certain parts of their collection that may no longer be seen as impactful or as attractive to potential patrons. That leads to deaccessioning, which is defined as the process by which a work of art or other object is permanently removed from a museum's collection. A recent controversy has popped up at the Berkshire Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, over whether certain Norman Rockwell paintings and some others should be sold to strengthen the museum's endowment. With me to talk about deaccessioning via Skype is Brian Fry, Associate Professor of Law at the University of Kentucky. Brian, let's start with what it comes to when museums need to do this. What are the big legal questions?
Well, at the end of the day, there's really only one legal question that presents itself in a deaccessioning context. And, you know, that's what the duties of the board of directors of the museum are under the circumstances, and whether or not the directors have, in fact, satisfied those duties. There are, of course, a bunch of additional non-legal questions which also present themselves. But when it comes to legal questions, that's really it.
Ultimately, who gets the final say in this? Is it the folks who have donated? Is it the museum itself? Is it some board of trustees? Can it vary from museum to museum?
In theory, it can vary. In practice, typically, the last word is the board of directors of the museum. So long as the board of directors of the museum have acted consistent with their legal duty of care, which obliges them to essentially pay attention and make decisions that they think are in the best interest of the institution, and they abide with their duty of loyalty, which requires them to make decisions in the best interest of the institution rather than their own personal best interest. And in theory, their duty of obedience or their duty to make decisions consistent with the charitable mission of the institution, so long as they satisfy all three of those duties, the board of directors has the legal authority to make decisions about how to dispose of the artworks in a museum's collection, with the caveat that if there are specific restrictions imposed on the gift at the time the gift is made by the donor, then they would have a legal obligation to respect those wishes or get them changed. But those have to be really explicit. And in the case of the Berkshires, no such limitations existed.
Now, considering how the cost of everything seems to be going up, is this the sort of thing you expect to see more of, more situations, more cases? Obviously, this is not the first, but I'm wondering if we'll see more of them, considering there are going to be art museums, whatever it may be, that are going to have to make even harder and harder choices to stay viable, to stay relevant.
Yeah, I anticipate seeing more of these kinds of situations in the same two kinds of situations in which they've come to happen in the past. So the first kind of category of situations is when you have regional museums like the Berkshire Museum or museums that are kind of in economically struggling areas, or smaller museums that are themselves just economically struggling, finding themselves in a position where their choice is either to sell some or all of the artwork in the collection in order to pursue a different purpose, or essentially to close the museum. So in some circumstances, like the Corcoran in Washington, D.C., the board of directors actually chose to close the museum rather than to sell any of the artwork. And, I think that's unfortunate because it's, you know, an important institution, and it's really sad to see something like that close. The other circumstance in which you see, and I think we'll continue to see, kind of a potential interest in selling artwork is when you have institutions where an art museum is only part of what the institution does. So, like, for example, the Rose Art Gallery at Brandeis University had this issue, or, you know, I think most kind of starkly, Fisk University, you know, a historically Black university, had a collection of artwork that it was interested in selling because, you know, it wasn't really necessarily entirely consistent with the mission of the university. And they wanted to, you know, get money from that artwork in order to pay for scholarships for low-income African-American students, right? So, I mean, the board of directors saw this as a more important use of institutional funds than preserving a collection of artwork. You know, and I think it's a reasonable person could think that that's, you know, a sensible decision.
When you mention the Corcoran closing, it makes me think of what, you know, the bigger picture question, which is what is the responsibility of a museum like this to its surrounding community to allow people to experience the art that maybe otherwise, probably otherwise, they wouldn't get a chance to.
Yeah, I think that's a real struggle. And the thing is, I don't think that there are easy answers to those questions. And I think it's a conversation that people in a community have to have with the museum and with the museum leadership. But at the end of the day, the ultimate decision is in the hands of the board of directors of the institution. You know, somebody has to ultimately be the one making the decision. And the law says that that's who it is. Now, there is some oversight from the Attorney General of the state to make sure that the board is acting consistent with its duties, but that's a pretty limited authority, right? It's a duty on the part of the Attorney General to ensure that the board of directors isn't abusing its authority, but it's not a duty on the part of the Attorney General to kind of police the substance of the decision that they make.
Brian Fry is an associate professor of law at the University of Kentucky.